Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Writing Creativity and Soul is a 2025 memoir, Meditation on Craft and Guide to Creative Practice by Sue Monk Kidd. Drawing on her long career as a novelist and her own path toward becoming a writer, the book presents writing as both an artistic discipline and a spiritual inquiry. Rather than offering a conventional how-to manual, it blends personal reflection, literary example, and practical advice to explore how imagination, memory, attention, and curse shape meaningful work. The book is especially concerned with voice, how a writer finds an authentic one, how fear limits expression, and how storytelling can reveal truths that ordinary language often avoids. It also addresses the conditions that support creativity, such as ritual, solitude, and deliberate emptiness, while warning against distraction and performative habits. As a result, the book functions both as a memoir of creative awakening and as an accessible companion for readers who want to understand writing as a form of self-discovery. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, writing is a spiritual practice rooted in the soul. A central claim of the book is that writing is not merely a technical craft, but a spiritual act. Kidd frames creativity as arising from a deep source she associates with the soul, located between imagination and feeling. This matters because it shifts the purpose of writing away from performance or productivity and toward inner truth. The book suggests that when writing is connected to this deeper source, it can reveal aspects of the self that are otherwise obscured by habit, fear, or social expectations. That perspective makes the book broader than a craft guide. It also becomes an argument about human growth. Writing is presented as a way to encounter meaning, confront hidden truths, and cultivate attention to the mysteries of experience. For readers, the implication is that creative work is not separate from personal life, but one of the ways it becomes legible and transformed. Secondly, the courage to say what is uniquely yours. The book repeatedly returns to the problem of voice, especially the difficulty of saying what is true in a distinct and unapologetic way. Kidd draws on Maya Angelou's well-known formulation that a writer needs something to say, the ability to say it, and the courage to say it. That last requirement is the one the book treats as most difficult. This focus gives the memoir an ethical dimension. Finding a voice is not only about style, but about willingness to risk honesty, specificity, and vulnerability. Kidd links this to her own life story, including the long delay before she accepted a writerly identity. The result is a practical and psychological insight for aspiring writers. Skill alone is not enough if the writer cannot move past self-censorship. The book, therefore, treats courage as a creative method, one that enables unsayable truths to enter the page in a form that feels alive and personally resonant. Thirdly, memoir and literary reflection as a map for creative identity. The book is built from memoir, but it is not memoir in a purely retrospective sense. Kidd uses episodes from her own life alongside references to other writers to create a map of how a creative identity is formed. This structure helps the book do two things at once. It tells a personal story of becoming a writer, and it shows that creative identity is often assembled gradually through influence, encounter, and revision. By situating her development among literary predecessors and fellow thinkers, Kidd avoids presenting genius as isolated or innate. Instead, creativity appears relational, shaped by reading, memory, lineage, and example. This gives the book an interpretive value for readers who want to understand how artists mature over time. It also explains why the book appeals beyond a strictly writerly audience. It explores how any person may come to recognize a calling, confront resistance, and build a life that is more aligned with inward truth. Fourthly, practical craft advice grounded in ritual, place, and attention. Although the book is philosophical, it also offers concrete craft guidance. Kidd discusses writing rituals, symbolic objects, creating a sense of place, focusing on a core image, avoiding stereotyping language, and using first person effectively. These elements matter because they turn creativity from an abstract ideal into a repeatable practice. The chapter on writing rituals is especially revealing, since it shows that even small acts can prepare the mind for creative work and help establish continuity around a project. Her emphasis on place and image shows a belief that strong writing depends on sensory and structural choices, not just inspiration. Likewise, her attention to language and viewpoint reflects an interest in precision and ethical clarity. The practical sections therefore function as an accessible toolkit, but they are never purely technical. Each recommendation is tied to a larger understanding of writing as attentive, deliberate, and deeply connected to perception. Lastly, creating empty space to resist distraction and recover imagination. One of the book's most contemporary ideas is its insistence on empty space as a condition for creativity. Kidd argues that imagination needs room and that distraction can crowd out the inward listening required for meaningful work. In the modern context, this includes the pull of digital allure, constant interruption, and the pressure to remain mentally occupied. The book treats emptiness not as lack, but as a generative condition in which reflection, memory, and intuition can emerge. This makes the topic important because it addresses a practical obstacle many readers recognize immediately, even if they are not professional writers. Kidd's emphasis on stillness also connects the creative process to spiritual discipline, since both require patience and receptivity. By valuing silence, solitude, and unfilled time, the book offers a counterpoint to productivity culture. It argues that creativity depends less on continual output than on the willingness to create conditions in which deeper thought can appear. In conclusion, Writing Creativity and Soul will appeal most to readers who want more than a standard writing manual, aspiring authors, established writers seeking renewal, and general readers interested in creativity, memory, and spiritual reflection. Its practical value lies in the way it combines usable craft advice with a serious account of why writing matters at all. Readers looking for exercises, rituals, and encouragement will find those here, but they will also find a deeper argument that creativity is tied to honesty, attention, and self-knowledge. That combination makes the book useful both as a companion for writing practice and as a meditation on inward life. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its tonal range and its hybrid form. It is memoir, guide, and philosophical reflection at once, yet it remains grounded in lived experience rather than abstract theory. Instead of treating creativity as branding or achievement, it treats it as a disciplined search for voice and meaning. That makes the book particularly strong for readers who want craft instruction that also speaks to the whole person. If you would like to support Sue Monk Kidd, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.